In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Amen, amen, dico vobis. Si quid petieritis patren in nomine meu, dabit vobis. My brethren, these are the words of the Holy Gospel that shall retain our attention today. Amen, amen, I say to you, if you ask the Father anything in my name, he will give it to you. And we should consider these words in all the weight they have. It is true that every single word of the Holy Scriptures is important, because everything there is inspired by God, both in the New and in the Old Testament. However, the fact that everything there is Word of God does not impede that certain passages may have more weight than others. It does not impede that certain words are spoken with more solemnity. And this is the case for the words of Christ that we shall meditate today. They are not simple words, but they are a solemn promise. We needed to know that every time that the Lord Jesus Christ uses the formula, "Amen, amen, I say to you," he wants to stress the weight, the special importance, the solemnity of what he's about to say. And the Lord chose to use this solemn formula in the gospel we read today. Amen, amen, I say to you. If you ask the Father anything in my name, he will give it to you. So this is a promise, an unbreakable promise of God. Amen, amen, I say to you. And these are the same words that the Lord used when he spoke about the mystery of the Most Holy Eucharist. He said, "Amen, amen, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you." No doubt is possible here. So we know that God has made a promise, and we know it because of the solemn formula employed by our Lord. But now it remains for us to look for the right understanding of what this promise is and the requirements for us to benefit from this promise. It is true that the words of our Lord Jesus Christ seem to be very clear. If you ask the Father anything in my name, he will give it to you. And what does that mean, other than if we ask the Father anything in the name of our Lord, he will give it to us. So the meaning seems to be very clear. However, we know that God does not always give us what we ask for. And I presume we all have made this experience. Sometimes we ask for health, and it does not come. Sometimes we ask for better finances, and nothing changes. Sometimes we ask for good weather, for this and that, and our petitions are not granted. Sometimes this is what happens. But why? Didn't our Lord say, didn't he promise that anything we ask the Father in his name will be given to us? Yes, the promise is true. But for us to understand it rightly, correctly, we have to look at the requirement for receiving the promise. Our Lord didn't say simply, whatever you ask God, he will give it to you. No. But he said, if you ask the Father anything, In my name, he will give it to you. So the condition to receive is to ask in the name of our Lord. This is a requirement sine qua non, without which we cannot benefit from the promise. But we have to ask in his name. So now comes a very important question. What does that mean to ask in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ? First of all, my brethren, it means that when we pray to God the Father, we should always conclude our prayers with the words, in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. The Church herself always concludes her prayers with these words, Per Domino Nostrum Iesum Christum. Because whenever we pray to God, we should not rely on our own merits, but always on the merits of our Lord Jesus Christ. It is in his name that we dare to ask for the favors of God Almighty. But there is something else that is necessary for us to really pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Because it would not be enough to simply add the name of Jesus at the end of our prayers. It would not be enough. But we have to ask for things that are in accordance to the will of our Lord. You know that the name of Jesus means Savior. So at the end, to pray in the name of Jesus means that we should ask for things that will lead us to salvation. This is truly to pray in the name of Jesus Christ. To ask for the things that are necessary for our eternal salvation. Saint Augustine says that he who prays for what hinders salvation does not pray in the name of Jesus, even though he may use the name of our Lord. So now we can better understand why sometimes God does not grant our petitions. Because what we may be asking for is not good for our souls. Even though something may appear to be good, it can be harmful for our eternal salvation. God knows, my brethren. God knows. When someone is at the hospital, the doctor cannot just give to the patient whatever he may ask for. There are things that even though they are not bad in themselves, they can be harmful for that patient in particular. The doctor knows what he allows and what he does not. And it is all for the good of the patient. And the same should be said of God, who is the doctor, the father of our souls. Even though we may ask God for temporal things like health, better finances, good weather, we needed to know that the temporal things should always be subordinated to the good of our souls. Earthly things should always come after the things that pertain to salvation. Because saving our souls, my brethren, has to be the top priority of our lives. Saving our souls has to be our top priority. Otherwise, we are not in the right path. Because what does that avail? Health, money, beauty, fame, friends, without the grace of God. It's good for nothing. Absolutely nothing. So, in order to benefit from the infallible promise that the Father will give us what we ask for, we have to learn how to pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We have to learn how to ask for the things that are good for our souls, things that will lead us to heaven. Things of this earth are necessary, it's true. But we should look, first of all, for the kingdom of God and its justice, and everything else that we may need will come at the right time. What we needed to do is to put God first. So let us not lose hope when our prayers seem not to be heard. Our Heavenly Father knows what is good for us. Sometimes, yes, He denies what we ask for, because it can be harmful for our souls. But sometimes He simply delays the grace so we may learn perseverance in prayer. Saint Monica, she prayed for the conversion of her son, Augustine, for almost 20 years. Almost 20 years. And of course, that she was praying in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, because what she was asking for was according to the will of God. However, God didn't give the grace right away. God wanted her to learn perseverance in prayer. And if she had given up, things would have been very different. So the Lord promised, "Amen, amen, I say to you, if you ask the Father anything in my name, He will give it to you. Anything that we may ask for shall be granted, as long as it is for the good of our souls." So if someday, my brethren, we don't come to get what we ask for, let us be grateful, because God knows what He does, and His will, not ours, is the best for us. So let us learn how to pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, placing the good of our souls above the goods of this earth. Let us not allow our hearts to be filled with earthly desires, but we must aim higher. Because our goal, my brethren, is heaven. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.